All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Monday, 2 o'clock. Obviously a Monday that is unlike any other, as I'm still in shock at the news I found out about Saturday night. I'm still in shock at the news I found out a week ago today with Jamie and his announcement. And look, I'm going to attempt to do a multitude of things today. I don't know if we'll get a chance to, but let's start out at the top. You know, obviously Rico will not be doing the show today. Tomorrow he will debut. There's just no way you can bring someone in new. It's celebratory. It's jovial. It's fun. None of those things are on the menu today. So I think Station made the right call. I had those discussions. Rico didn't feel comfortable with it. It's just the right move. So tomorrow we will begin kind of the next chapter in this show. With Jamie passing away, I think I choose to leave a lot of it to the people who knew him best. I think those are the people who deserve the stage, and their words should carry the most weight. And, you know, I thought Wojo wrote the piece of a career yesterday. Stoney was incredible this morning. I spoke to both of them this weekend. And those words, I don't think I can do nearly the job that they did. And I'm just filled with an immense anger today because, you know, this is a business of, it's a world full of a lot of lousy people. And yet this is the one who gets his number called. It pisses me off. 48 years old, Jamie lived the right way. He didn't have an enemy in the world. He didn't bother nobody. He was a good husband. He was a good father. He lived clean. Not some big drinker, big smoker, you know, active, did it all. And this is what he gets. I can't reconcile it. And it's always been my problem with religion is things like this, I can't reconcile it. Jamie should not be gone. And I just, my heart goes out to his family. It's one of those things that I'll never be able to wrap my head around. I mean, just incredible professionalism, top to bottom. This guy was, dude, I never so much as had an argument with the guy. I liked him, was good at what he did. I wish we were closer. I wish I got to spend more time with him. You know, he was that type of guy. And that's why you're seeing the tributes you're seeing. I mean, top to bottom, he just did it. He did it right. People liked him. People wanted to be around him. He made people feel better about themselves. And you look today and you think about this, and it's why cancer sucks. I mean, cancer's the worst. I mean, it's affected my family. I know it's affected yours. It affects the world. You just sit today and all I think about is you got three kids without a dad. Just not right. It's awful. It's awful. It goes beyond any radio stuff. It goes beyond business. It makes you question everything. It really does. You sit there thinking about it all weekend and you're going, this guy did everything right. Everything. Like I said, man, he didn't hurt nobody. He didn't bother nobody. He was all class. I enjoyed the few shows we did together. I always loved our crosstalks with him and Woji when they were working together. You know, I wish we would have gotten together more. You know, those couple of dinners a year would have been nice maybe if we were doing them more. But that chance is gone. And now you look at it and you look at what the family's going through. You look at what his friends are going through. I mean, look, I don't think I'm telling you anything you don't know. But in situations of tragedy, you get a lot of people who want to act like they were closer to somebody than they were, right? That happens, whether it's celebrities or whether it's a person you don't know, it happens. But you guys have to understand, you know, like Wojo is family to Jamie. And Wojo is crushed. And I think Wojo will be appointment listening just like Mike Stone was this morning. And Dan Miller was incredible with the work he did this weekend on Fox 2. I don't know how he kept it together. Not only in the video piece that they did, but talking about Jamie on SportsWorks last night with Bob and with Birchie. And it's heartbreaking. There's no other words I can find than that. You know, and I can't come up with 20 Jamie stories. I think the stories that are out there are incredible. Just an incredibly kind man. Just not a bad bone in his body. And I keep coming back to, you know, it's very raw to me because I'm pissed. Maybe that doesn't make sense to some of you, but that's just how I feel. I'm mad. That's why I'm not a religious person. You can't justify this. This is the type of stuff that you just, I look at it and I can't understand a reason why that guy wasn't allowed to be here. Why him? Why this hand he was dealt? Why? And it's how I feel. And it's very rare. Again, you know, in this business, there are a lot of bad people, man. He was one of the good ones. And it's just, it breaks your heart. It really does. I only had a chance to meet his wife twice. She was lovely. The kids came to tailgate one time. He always used to bring him to work. Just a great dad, great family. And for it to end now, like this, it's just, that's something I'll never wrap my head around. So I know a lot of people are hurting today. You should be. There are very few guys like Jamie. You know, on a personal level, I think my biggest regret, I wish I was closer to him. It just is what it is. And, you know, you say you like somebody, you say you intend on spending more time with him, or hey, you know, we ought to schedule another dinner, and you don't get around to it. And that's on me. And you don't get that chance anymore. So it's a reminder, hug the people you care about. It's a reminder to don't put things off. If there's something you want to do, do it. Because the time is just not guaranteed, man. You can't negotiate time. And I still can't believe his time is up. I had no idea about his diagnosis, none. How he battled and managed to do radio while fighting, I have no idea. I mean, that's a personal constitution that is just on another level. And to find out a week ago what was going on and to end up getting that text on Saturday night, I just seems surreal. My heart goes out to the people who love the most and who know him the best. And there's no replacing it. There isn't. He's a good egg. And like I said, that's just where I'm at today. That's how I feel. I don't know where you guys are at. I am going to try to weave other things into the show at some point, but I know everyone's got a story. Everyone's got things they want to bring to the table. And look, it's, I don't know. One of the rare times in very few times do I find the inability to find the words. I'm paid to find the words. I can't find them with this because it doesn't make sense. It's not right. It feels criminal. And it's, I think of his family, and that's what rips you apart. Rips you apart. So that's where we start on Monday. Rico will debut tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to get into today. I'm happy to talk about this. Not happy to talk about it, but I understand there's a need for it. I know it's a cathartic experience for a lot of people. But yeah, I'm angry. It's kind of one of those mad at the world days. Because when guys like this are given that hand at 48, nah, nope. Don't try to sell me. It's a part of something bigger. Just don't. You can take that book somewhere else down the street. Heart breaks for his family. And it breaks for people like Bob, who, you know, a lot of people want to say they're friends, but Bob was a true friend to him, and he was a true friend to Bob. They were family. They Stoney, same deal. Those people are rocks. Those people are in that inner circle. Jennifer Hammond, you know, Dan Miller. My heart breaks for those people because beyond already feeling god-awful about the situation, beyond losing a colleague, losing someone I enjoyed being around, you know, that's a level above. That's losing family. And Jamie was family to his inner circle. And that's, like I said, can't make sense of it. I'm not going to try to make sense of it. It sucks. I have stronger language that I can't use because it would cost me my job, but it sucks. And it's the sick reality of the situation. So that's my thoughts on it. I'm happy to have you guys join the conversation in any way you choose. I will attempt at some point, we will try to weave in and out of other things going on in the world as an escape, because Lord knows we need it. You know, this has been a tough few days. Forget about just, you know, me, just the station, whatever. I mean, it's just 2020 just keeps rolling, doesn't it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.